we've got Claire Kavanagh from BBC Radio Bristol on the line. Can you tell us a bit about your role at the station there, Claire?
Yeah, my official job title is broadcast journalist, but I'm a newsreader mainly and a reporter and also sometime producer. So essentially that means finding stories, writing them up into copy, or finding an interviewee to speak to or somebody to go out and interview, and then bring that back, edit it, make it into a piece for a programme. We have two main news programmes. One is Breakfast and one is Drive Time, and those two contain mainly news content. I work sort of across the day, so covering all outlets. Remember, in radio you have essentially a deadline every hour because you've got a news bulletin on the hour and sometimes on the half hour, so you can and should be looking for updates, particularly on breaking news stories, to go into the next bulletin.
So what kind of stories do you look for then? I mean, if someone was calling you...
We look for stories potentially that have relevance to our audience. We also look for stories because we're a BBC local radio station that are relevant to our area. We cover Bristol, Bath and Weston-super-Mare generally, but of course there are points in between there. And Bristol is fairly dominant because it's the biggest city in our area. But other than that, we do tend to pick up stories, you know, from across the patch. But what we're looking for is something that kind of chimes with our audience, something that they would be interested in, say a new health development, something to do with a new social development, a new social trend, something like that, as well as things like crime stories, which obviously we pick up from the police, and houses burning down and that sort of thing, people being rescued. That's the other area that we cover.
And do you sometimes cover the national stories if it is a big enough one?
We do cover national stories. We certainly do in our news bulletins because they have to reflect the entire news output of the day. But we also try to sometimes localise national stories. So in a lot of cases we'll find either a local expert who can talk about the subject, or for example a charity who are based in Bristol or Bath who can discuss it, or something like an example, somebody who's been through an experience and we can talk to them about it, who's from our area, but it still might be a national story. For example, at the moment the weather is a huge story, but we haven't really had a huge amount of snow or ice or anything here, but if it does become a story, then we will have to localise that in the coming days and get examples of people who have been struggling to get to work or get out of the house and that sort of thing in the next few days.
And when it comes to sort of commercially angled stories, what is BBC Bristol's policy quite similar to the rest of the BBC, I guess?
It's exactly the same. In other words, we can't blatantly advertise one product. There has to be a reason, a very good reason, why we would run the story, i.e. you get another angle out of it, or there's something, a broader story behind it, rather than just saying that, say, I don't know, Royal Mail or Microsoft is doing this event. Sometimes there's a crossover to things like charity events.
Yeah, yeah.
That have sponsorship and are involved in the commercial sector now, but
it becomes a tricky area, doesn't it?
It is a bit of a tricky area, yes, definitely. And there are strict guidelines, producers' guidelines, about what stories we use and how we can use them, and whether we're not supposed to be advertising at all on the BBC.
Yeah, okay, very much thought of that. Well, Claire, that's it really, and thanks for your time, and
okay,
wishing
no
you a Merry Christmas.
And you too, have a good time.
You too.
Okay,
thanks.
Cheers and bye.
Bye.